Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the third and final parak of Masechus Makos, and we're up to parak Gimel, Mishnah Yud. Kama Malkin also, how many Malkus do we give a guy? Arboim Chasar Achas, we give him 39 Malkus. Shenamar B'mispar Arboim, Minyan Shu Samach L'Arboim, because the Torah says B'mispar Arboim, so we assume that that means a number that borders on 40. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Arboim Shlemos Loka, he gets 40 full Malkios. V'hechnu Loka, Asayaseiro, well, 40 is not easily divisible into three, and there are three spots on the guy's back where we give Malkios. So where does he get the extra one? So bank safe of that goes in between his shoulder blades. Mishnah Yud Aleph. Ein omdin also ele b'makos ruyos l'shtalesh. Whenever we assess how many Malkios he could handle before giving him Malkios, we always want to do a number that's divisible by three. Amadu l'kabel arboim, if they assess that he's supposed to get 40 Malkios, l'ka miktsas, and he got some of them, var musheni yachal l'kabel. And then they realize, this guy can't tolerate anymore. He's not going to be able to tolerate 40 putter, so we let him off. If we assess that he can only handle 18 malkios mishalaka, and then we see after 18 he's still pretty strong and he could probably handle another 22 malkios putter. He's putter because we assess that he can only handle 18. That's all we give him. And if he did an avera that has two los assays, we do one. One assessment, loka upater. He gets whatever he can handle, and then he's pater. V'im lav, and if not, loka umisrape v'chozer v'loka. And if we never assessed for both at the same time, we only made an assessment for one of the isurim, so we give him a malkos for that isur. We wait till he recovers, and then after he recovers, we do another assessment and another malkos. So to review what we learned today, Mishnah Yud, we said that it's machlokas whether we give him 39 malkios like the Tanakama or 40 like Rabbi Yehuda, and the 40th one would be Bink Seifav. And then in Mishnah Yud Aleph, we said that we always try to do, whenever we assess what he can handle, we always try to do numbers that are divisible by 3, and we always go extra more lenient on him, meaning if we see in the middle that he cannot handle anymore, we stop, and if we see in the middle he can handle more, we only give him what we originally assessed him to be able to handle. And then we said that if he did multiple Averos, we would do one assessment of what he's able to handle and do it all at the same time. Okay, Beth Shem, next time we'll pick up with Paragimel, Mishnah Yud Beis.